Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prescott in the gun, runs up the middle to the 30, to the 25 and slides. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Did he spike it in time? Didn't get it spiked in time.
What the f*** are you doing?
Made the call knowing that we've got it. We're in a...
Give me a f***ing answer!
Went, got some yards, went down. As I was getting behind Tyler, saw 4 seconds left. Thought it was time, obviously, to make sure everybody was set.
Oh, good for you! And how was it?
Honestly, just got hit from behind, and then still there. When I gathered myself, saw 2 seconds and thought I could get the snap and get it down before time expired, and unsure exactly what happened other than that.
I want you off the f***ing set, you f***!
Time for Cowboy Calls at 877-881-1053. And just may have to do this throughout the rest of the show and the rest of the week because you need to vent and they need to hear what you have to say. Bobby Belt, what he's hearing behind the scenes about McCarthy at 840 this morning. It's Sean and RJ. The way to hit us up right now, 877-881-1053. Tom in New Jersey on the Odyssey app.
Tommy boy.
Start us off, Tom. Go ahead.
I am so sick of McCarthy all year, game after game, talking about analytics. Why would you think it would be a good idea to have Dak run up the middle fourth and 16 with 14 or 16 seconds left on the clock? They said they practice this time in and time out. I just don't understand how that is in the playbook at the end of the game. We've been shooting ourselves in the foot time after time after time. When is Jerry going to wake up and realize that my answer, he needs to take a step back and find somebody that knows what he's doing. Get over the fact that he won a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. It was Aaron Rodgers, not Mike McCarthy. And according to the offense, we've had such high hopes going into the season. The first half of the season, Dak looked like an MVP player. Now in the second half, I don't know. I can't blame it on injuries, but we played so poorly and the defense has stepped up big. It's time after time.
Yep.
We need to take a step going forward and make a big change because as of right now, we're not going to see a playoff win in a long, long, long time.
Thank you. Thanks for the call, Tom. You know, in terms of practicing that, they keep saying that. Dak said it over and over. They're either lying, which I don't think, or they're just practicing it wrong, or the moment got away from Prescott at the time. That's probably what happened. You know, you're not counting, oh, I'm at 9 yards. I'm at 10 yards. I need to go down. You're trying to get as many yards as possible. Yeah.
You're going until they basically stop you.
Yeah. You're going to go until they stop you. But there's no way you could have faith that in these types of situations that the Cowboys are going to get it right. They showed us earlier. First off, they showed us throughout the entire year. I've been bitching and complaining. That's why I got into it with Corey Majors. Corey was fine with allowing wins to mask problems that could hurt you down the road. And we would argue and crosstalk all the time. And people that pay attention to ultimate detail get the win, but also fix and acknowledge and address the problems. And the Cowboys never did in terms of penalties and in terms of some game management situations. And it bit them with everything on the line. Christy in Red Oak. Christy, you're live with Sean and RJ. Go ahead.
We sucked. We sucked so bad that it was ridiculous. Listen, it's time to take all these guys, snatch the boo from them, and make them drink from the sippy cup. Every big moment that we have on stage, go back to the last seven games. These guys were not that good. I was probably suffice to say they weren't good at all. And so in this game, we expected them to morph into a good team. And I tell you, Dak says he loves pressure. But every time he's in high pressure, that fourth round slip starts to show.
Mm.
This is just where we are. And Grouch was right, because they are living on the mystique of the Cowboys from the past. Create your own legacy, guys. Create your own legacy. This is an every-year event for us. It's getting old. It's getting real old. Jerry, send McCarthy back and let him play Madden. Let him simulate dumb plays on Madden and send Kellen Moore back with him.
Thank you for the call, Christy.
You know, there's a lot. I'm seeing this. There is a lot of... And the first caller said, and she did right there. I don't want to say praise for the defense, but letting the defense off the hook. Guys, who was the only coach and who was the only unit that knew exactly what the other team was going to do yesterday? And who was the only unit that could not stop the other team from doing it? It was the defense. Stop letting the defense off the hook because you like Micah and Trayvon. And only one of those guys, by the way, deserved to be an All-Pro. And that's Micah.
Mm.
Stop letting them off the hook.
Did the defense, how do you...
Sucked. You allowed 23 points to a running team. Okay? The league average is like 26 in a passing league. You knew exactly what they were going to do the entire time. Run the ball.
And they told you.
And they told...
Like, Kyle Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan gave a quote where I'm like, does he know he's being, like, recorded?
Didn't care.
He did not care. He goes, We know they don't want to tackle us, and I wouldn't want to tackle us either. And I'm like, damn.
So stop giving that side of the ball the pass. Stop giving either side of the ball the pass. Okay, the offense stunk, and the defense stunk. The defense, at least the offense, didn't know what kind of look that the San Fran defense was going to give them. The defense knew exactly what San Francisco was going to try to do, and that's run the ball.
Total yards, San Francisco 341, the Cowboys 307. Passing 172 to 230. Rushing, they had 169 to 77. 4.4 a carry. We had 3.7 a carry.
And to our first two callers, number one, Christy, I love that you used the word boob. It's not used enough in today's world. And also number two to Tom.
Oh, I thought she said boot.
No,
drink the beer out of this boot and give him a sippy cup.
Out of the boot.
Oh, no. That was it. And then also Tom. Tom saying that there's a playoff drought and it's never going to end. Yeah, you're right. ESPN's Field Yates. Cowboys have now gone 11 straight playoff appearances without reaching a conference championship game. That is the longest streak by any team in NFL history.
That's not good.
Speaking of running backs, Greg and Aubrey is here on Sean. Let's get to Greg because we were talking about the backs. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, how's it going, Sean and RJ, Troy? Listen, on the scoring drive, they had Pollard in the series. They had tempo. Why was he not in there more often? If Zeke was dealing with a knee ligament problem, why not get creative? Why not use a speed back like Pollard? For crying out loud, San Fran used Samuel as a running back and shredded us. Why couldn't we be creative like that with Pollard and utilize his speed and quickness?
Yeah, good question. It's a great question. I bet Jerry is wondering. Someone is married to the mystique of Zeke Elliott still in that organization. Someone is married to the thought of what he's supposed to be. And it's been like this the entire second half of the year. Now, yeah, Pollard got hurt. He missed some time. But here's Zeke saying that he, sprain or torn PCL?
Partially torn PCL.
A PCL. And there's Pollard. And you're not running the ball inside against these guys. You keep banging your head up against the wall. Kyle Shanahan said the biggest Cowboy, this was before the game, the biggest Cowboy that surprised him was Pollard. He's like, I knew he was dangerous, but I was like, whoa. Kellen Moore, Mike McCarthy, or someone on the offensive staff didn't feel the same way. Here is Zeke afterwards on processing the season being over. Zeke Elliott, who did gut it out this year, he just didn't have enough left to give on the field.
I mean, it hurts. All of us hurting. So proud of this team. Such a strong brotherhood, such a family. Just got to rally around each other. And, yeah.
Wow. All right. Sherd in Dallas. You're live on Sean and RJ. Go ahead.
Good morning. As you can tell, my voice is taking a beating, so I apologize in advance.
You like the team.
I didn't deserve it, though. Anyway, so here's the thing, guys. I'm going to solve this right now. If we'll just pay attention to it, let's take the penalties out. Let's take the last minute out of the game. We can't blame McCartney. I mean, we can. I'm not going to give him a pass, but this has been happening the last 5 or 6 years before McCartney got here. Does anybody, I'll ask you this, does anybody think that when your defense gives you the ball back inside 2 minutes with those weapons, that Brady or Rodgers or Wilson or anybody else doesn't score? That's all I'm saying. At some point, good is the enemy of great. We got to stop paying elite money to non-elite players, period, or it's not going to change.
Thanks for the call. A lot of people on Twitter are now saying, well, you know, what about – what can you do at quarterback? Can you bring – guys.
We can't do anything at quarterback.
You just paid him.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
That's over. You're not bringing in a backup. They're not going to pay a backup after you gave $40 million. This is the offseason debate. That's why we talked about it nonstop. It annoyed all of us for years around here. You have to try to figure out if he's good, great, or can be elite. Because the old NFL adage is, if you pay good players great money, you're screwed. And after the first six games of the year, I erased that question. I'm like, we're good. This guy's playing great. He can be great. And I'm still optimistic he can be great. Yeah. But he's not a great quarterback with what happened in the second half of the season after the Denver game and the injury and getting banged up. So that is a future discussion. Dak is what as a quarterback, but they just paid him $40 million.
Yeah, you can't get rid of him.
That's it.
And also, even if you wanted to, you couldn't.
And the pay for Dak, you're not paying him elite money. You're paying him market value money. I mean, if you want to pay less, that's fine. That's why you get Taylor Heineke. That's why you get, you know, what's his name? Miles Davis in Houston. You know, that's why you get Mills. That's why you get quarterbacks like that.
Yeah, you're looking at it. I hate the.
This is who you're married.
I hate when people bring up Dak's salary to justify the level of play he should be giving you. Look, the Rangers just paid Corey Seager essentially almost what Mike Trout's going to be making. I don't expect him to be Mike Trout because he's not.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Dak has to get this out of bounds or he's taking a shot to the end zone. This is scary because I would take a shot to the end zone here when they're in the sideline defense because you actually can hold on to the ball. You need someone, San Francisco, to get to the quarterback here. Prescott takes off running the football. Whoa, I don't think this is going to work out.
Yeah, well, they'll be able to clock this. They would plan for it. It's down. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, the official gets in the way. The game's over. The game is over. Oh, he did.
Cowboys living dangerously. Romo miscalculated. Jim Nantz did not. Nantz was on with KMC previewing this game Friday. They had the call on CBS, and the Cowboys don't get off a final play. And we are a national joke this morning, and will be throughout the offseason. When you have this brand and you want it in the spotlight this much as Jerry does, this is the other side of it. So how many times in NFL history has a team run a QB draw and had the clock run out to end the game? I asked Elias for that. And my analogy to it is, you know, don't go to a restaurant at 8:59 when they stop serving at 9 p.m. You're living dangerously. The Cowboys needed everything to go right with the mechanics of that play. They needed Dak to get up, find the official to go ahead and touch the ball first. Dak needed to keep in mind that he needed to slide 3 or 4 yards earlier. There's a lot of things that had to happen. And as we've said to this team all year long, when you put your fate in the hands of those types of things, officials, refereeing, penalties, when you put your fate in the hands of those things, don't cry when it burns you. Don't complain when it doesn't go your way. They don't look prepared for those types of situations. I don't believe that Mike McCarthy has been sharp as a game manager. The Kellen Moore stock has definitely plummeted. And I don't know how Dak is in those situations either. Look what just happened earlier in the game. You got a delay of game. All the momentum. The crowd erupting off a fake punt. And y'all are totally lost out there and confused and getting a delay of game. Cowboys lose.
I still don't understand how. I don't like. If the referee is standing over the football, which means you can't snap it, I don't know why the clock is still moving, the play clock. On the fake punt, right? On the play after the fake punt.
But the Cowboys in that moment seem to have waited too long, and then
They changed personnel, which allows San Francisco to change personnel.
Yes.
Which I get. But I you know, if the official's standing over the ball until 2 seconds left, I mean, I don't know.
That's the Cowboys' fault, though. They didn't commit. They didn't commit until too late when San Fran got their personnel and then the clock ran out. But that's just what you're talking about is an overall rule change that can happen, maybe should happen. I'm not arguing with you on that. They're supposed to know that. They do know that.
They do.
And they messed it up. And then it happened again with the official needing to touch the football first. And their season ended because of it without getting off a final play. And that is why I think Jerry Jones is wondering. That is why Jason LaCanfora, who RJ just booked for us tomorrow at 7:40, great book, because Jerry is going to come on at 8:30. Jason LaCanfora's headline on CBS Sports, and a lot of people called him Jason, what was the joke? Oh, it was people yesterday. First of all, they were dismissing it, saying it's trash. Jason LaCanfora, that's what they called him. Other people, reporters, LaCanfora, like he doesn't do homework on his stories. Cowboys could replace Mike McCarthy with Kellen Moore after team fails to meet expectations. And you know who did not shut down that possibility after the game? You know who could have easily said, he's back. Guys, it's his second year. First with a full arsenal. All right, this is his real football team. Last year, he had Andy Dalton and everybody else. So, no, he's not going anywhere. Horrible way to end the season. Mike McCarthy is back. Jerry did not say that afterwards.
And I'm really disappointed for our fans. They really deserve to see this team advance on into the playoffs.
Is there any possibility of you making a coaching change?
I don't even want to discuss anything like that at this particular time. No discussion about anything.
Coming out down 13-0, did this team look unprepared tonight?
Again, I'm not going to discuss coaching, the preparation, any of those things. That's not on the table.
So the other quotes were, when you have talent put together like this, you need to have success. That's a shot at the team and the staff. I can't remember the last time I was this disappointed, and then he would not shut down the question of McCarthy's future. Wow. I think LaCanfora's possibility is on the table. Bobby Belt has the latest. He'll join us at 8:40. Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're live with Sean and RJ as Cowboy calls continue.
Hey. I shouldn't even ask you how you're doing because I already know.
Yeah, I'm pissed. I'm pissed, depressed, all of it.
Just bear with me for a minute. I think that Jerry Jones is about to give us Wade Phillips, Jason Garrett, Tony Romo, and I'm not knocking Romo. I'm just saying he was there during that time. Part two. Kellen Moore has gotten a pass. Let me tell you something. I agree. Mike McCarthy should go. But if you're going to get rid of Mike McCarthy to put in Kellen Moore, you just promoted Jason Garrett. His offense is only good against horrible teams. He's that creative. And the other thing I want to point out yesterday that really, really took me by surprise, he's the play caller. A, McCarthy should overrule the play. And Dak Prescott, he's a fourth-round, $40 million quarterback. There's no Super Bowl with this guy, not at all. He, you know, that statement that he made about, you know, pressure equals privilege. Yeah, well, he got the privilege with 3 minutes to go. He couldn't do anything. Truthfully, this team is doomed. We're going to be watching Garrett, Wade Phillips, Tony Romo for the next decade.
Thank you for the call, brother.
Wow,
listening on the Odyssey app. I am a little concerned that two reporters have brought up Kellen's name as the potential replacement. Florio said it last week, and LaCanfora said it in his report, talking about the promotion of Kellen Moore. Woo!
Which it has to be.
Over Dan Quinn?
Yes, a couple reasons. One, you don't want to bring in a new coordinator for Dak Prescott.
Have McCarthy do it.
Wait.
Have McCarthy call the offense.
But McCarthy's going to get fired in this scenario, right?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And Kellen Moore's not going to stick around if Dan's promoted.
Okay, so you're saying, you got to keep the offensive system.
Yeah, keep the offensive system.
Okay.
Like if you fire Mike and promote Dan, Kellen's gone.
If you fire Mike and promote Dan, Kellen's gone. Why?
Because he would have been passed over for the job.
Okay.
Okay. Like, he's not going to stick around after he got passed over.
I mean, he is under contract. He would have to get hired somewhere else as a head coach.
Right. Which
I don't think is going to happen.
I mean, it's on the table. It may not happen, but it's on the table.
He's getting interviewed. Many interviews.
And I'm just not. Are we forgetting what Dan Quinn wasn't? Are we just looking at what Dan Quinn was this year?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a cool dude with a backwards hat. Awesome. Like, what, you know, he was a disaster in Atlanta.
A disaster? I mean, they should have won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and in one of the worst coaching Super Bowls in history. It's up 28-3. And you want to talk about complaining about the OC making calls and the coach not overruling him? I mean, Kyle Shanahan barely ran the ball in that second half. And where's Dan Quinn telling you to run the ball? I mean, he had a quarterback who all 5 years he was there had a QBR that would have been in the top five this year of all players every single year. And they had two seasons with a winning record. I'm out.
Gary in Tennessee. Gary.
Go Vols.
You're live on Sean and RJ.
What's going on, guys? I see you guys every day.
Thank you.
Listen to me. Give me a couple seconds. First of all, this is the most delusionally arrogant franchise, man, in the league. And it starts at the top. All right? And then and you talk about Dak being a leader. And we get this overhypeness with Dak being a leader. A leader accepts responsibility for his actions.
Yeah.
Dak doesn't do that at the podium. You can't blame the refs if you're a leader. You have to accept responsibility for what you do. He has no self-awareness whatsoever. Dak, you screwed up. The offensive line and defensive line, the manhood was taken all day long.
Yes.
Both of them are soft. We got a bunch of talkers on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, they're more interested with marketing. All of those guys play dumb guy football all day, all year. 12-5 record was a fraud record.
Yes.
My thing is this. Why is Kellen Moore being considered as head coach when he can't even handle the offensive coordinator position?
Agreed.
That's my question.
I agree. That's why I don't think he's going to get hired. I don't think so. But I agree with everything else that you said, Gary. Ryan in Plano asking a question that I was asking throughout forget the entire day or game, throughout the entire portions of the second half of this season. Ryan, you're live on Sean and RJ.
Thanks for taking my call. The CD Lamb, like you're saying, when you're talking about Kyle Shanahan getting Debo Samuel, getting him involved in the game, whether it was through pass or with run plays, you get your best players, you call specific plays to get them open. It's not just your normal offensive plays that you're going to be playing. I mean, there's times situational football that you call have these special plays for your best players. And they don't seem to have those or have that ability to do that when the game's on the line.
Thank you for the call, Ryan. Something happened with CeeDee Lamb and the targets in the last four games. He never got more than five. He had 5, 4, 2, and 5. Yesterday, the first catch did not come until the third quarter. When he had a big play, he got brought back because of penalties, which this team is, of course, addicted to. Right, Bill? In Garland. Bill, you're live on The Fan.
This team is the most unprepared mentally team I've ever seen. I mean, it wasn't just yesterday. It's been the whole year. I mean, I was so tired of hearing 71, 52, 71, 52. I mean, and what about
94. Gregory? Don't forget 94.
Yeah, so as I said, 94, Gregory. I mean, the tackling. I mean, what in the world was that? It make no sense. And my question to y'all is, is that a coaching thing? I mean, or is that just a team thing? The guy's individual just doesn't want to, you know, keep his head in the game to know when, you know. I just didn't understand. It was just the craziest thing. And my thing is, the team is all right, but you can't play from behind. Every time you do something good, there's some flag. It's just ridiculous.
Yes. Thanks for the call, Bill.
They do get behind the chains.
So I don't know.
It's
an age-old question on who you blame in terms of coaches or players. I think the answer is both. I mean, if you don't know on 3rd and 4 that – Let's make sure no matter what, we don't jump and give them a free first down. Then I blame the player for that. That's football dumb. It is. When you have them pinned on their own goal line and you give up free yardage in these types of situations, that's dumb football. It just is. But some people say you're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. And I tried to say, I don't want to rub it in. I tried to tell y'all that it's not the ref's fault. I tried to tell y'all, stop pointing fingers multiple times. If they cheat on you the first time, okay. If they cheat on you the fourth time, you're the dummy. I don't feel sorry for you. No more excuses. You have to own it. And this happens four times to you. 275 football games played this year. Four of them had 14 penalties on a team, and the Cowboys were involved twice. Own your stuff, Mike. Own your stuff, Dak. Own it. You're like, this team after games, like whiny children.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With excuse making, pointing at everyone else. I could stomach this so much more if one of the Tolos said on the phone line, they would just own it instead of just excuses and nothing but finger pointing everywhere else. You're undisciplined. You're not good enough. You're not sharp enough, or you're not smart enough, or you're not practicing it enough. It's one of those things, probably a combination. It keeps happening to you, nothing drives me more insane than a victim mentality. It's always somebody else. It's never me. I never do any wrong. The world's out to get me. It's the circumstances. It's all these other factors. Fix your damn mirror. Fix your mirror in the house. If you need it, Maverick Windows got you.
I would just say, at the end of this, I still sit up and I'm still thankful. You know, I came out of the season pretty healthy, and I got to represent the blue and white. And before I even got drafted, that's all I ever wanted to do. I wanted to rep the blue and white and rep the stars. So I'm beyond fantastic. But, you know, obviously I got to get some new goals and things and get ready for next year.
What did you think of Micah's game, Choppy?
I thought he played well. I mean,
10 tackles, 3 solo, 1 tackle for loss, and nobody sacked Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, I wish they would have gotten to him more, but you know, he got rid of the ball quick off of times, and when he didn't, he was able to shuffle within the pocket. I thought Micah played fine. I didn't think there was a problem. I didn't think I had a problem in this game.
Let's bring in Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. Was at the stadium, and I was on the phone with Bobby multiple times late last night as he was digging as our new Cowboys insider here on Sean and RJ.
Wait, you picked up, you were on, like, talking on the phone?
Yeah.
Whoa! Jesus. New Year's resolution.
I know, Bobby, you should feel special. I don't like to talk on the phone whatsoever.
I know. I got you like 3 times. Yeah. But you also, I didn't get you the first time I called, and then I had to text you and say you're going to want to get on the phone. And
yeah.
Then you got on the phone.
I need that
fair.
Type of tease. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. I got to you know, give you a little bit of a tease there, and,
yeah.
And get you interested.
What?
You know, there's got to be a little, you know, interest.
Little meat on the bone.
Yeah, exactly.
Little beef rib left on the bone. What?
Yes, sir.
What happened in that game?
Boy, it was a lot of what we talked about, right? I mean, there was a lot of physicality. There was these issues stopping the run game. There was issues, you know, being able to respond to what Kyle Shanahan likes to do with some of the eye candy. I thought the defense played well in the middle of the game. Like, I thought the opening drive was terrible. They had 7 plays, and it was 6 first downs. It was just awful. That's part of the reason why I wanted to get the ball to start the game. I thought when they won the toss and deferred, I thought that was a bad idea. I thought you should have come out and tried to establish things. But 6 first downs in the first 7 plays, and then late, obviously, you weren't able to stop Debo. But in between, I mean, I think they did a pretty good job. You know, I think that between from the second drive on through up to like the fourth quarter, I think San Francisco had averaged like 2.8 yards per carry. And so they had done a good job for the most part. They hadn't allowed any other touchdowns. You know, it looked like the defense was settling in. The offense was terrible. And it's coaching malpractice that Tony Pollard had one drive where he touched the ball through the first three quarters.
Wow.
And I think that the offensive line was really bad. I think we've got to come to terms with the fact that Tyron Smith just isn't an elite left tackle anymore. You know, I think that he's good. I think that he's, you know, it's in a league that's full of bad offensive linemen. He's probably still top five or something like that. But he's not a guy that you can count on to dominate his opponent anymore. He was having trouble blocking Charles Omenihu,
yeah,
who the Texans shipped out. And so, you know, just a lot of really bad, a lot of bad preparation, a lot of questionable play calling, and a lot of terrible execution. It was just, you know, it was exactly the type of problems you were worried about.
What happened with the delay of game after the fake punt and your perspective and what they were saying on the final play of the game?
So on the delay of game, I thought that was just stupid. Like you were trying to do the Arizona Cardinals bit.
That happened. That was an ego thing. That happened because Kingsbury made us look foolish. Just give props. And we tried to steal that from what Arizona did to us, right?
Yeah, it's like when, you know, Philly hits the Philly special and then New England tries to do it like the next quarter.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the same sort of thing. It's like, you know, and so I think that that was a bad call. Obviously, there were some things there that I don't think the officiating crew got exactly right with in terms of, you know, holding the play call and everything else. But, you know, that you cost yourself 40 seconds in the fourth quarter because of that, because of trying to get cute like that instead of just going out there and executing.
And 5 yards.
Yeah, exactly. And 5 yards. And then I think that at the end of the game, you know, there was a lot of talk about the referees bumping into him and, you know, how guys thought there should have been a second left on the clock. There absolutely should not have been a second left on the clock, by the way. I just think that was a foolish call. You know,
Say that again.
That it was a foolish call.
Yeah.
To run Dak up the middle. Yeah, I think it was a foolish call.
Why?
Because I don't think that you were going to have time to get set.
Okay.
He slid. You know, it has been done for years. You hit the ground. Players will lean on top of you, will kind of sit on top. And then, you know, obviously not getting the ball back to the umpire who was, you know, way off in the field. It's just those are the type of things you have to account for.
Yeah.
And I just think it was silly to try and do that with 14 seconds left.
To me, like, you know, Romo was talking about there's plenty of time. And there probably was.
Well, he was wrong.
Well,
Nance got it right.
But here's the thing.
Romo
Tony knows exactly, like, you know, how much time you need from the time from the time you're down. You know, if things went according to how they should have gone, and they didn't because the referee was slow. But, I mean, it's also, like, we're really deep in the weeds here. You had 14 seconds left, a team playing sidelines, you had no timeouts. Your option was either stay in jail for the rest of your life or try to escape and get shot by the guard.
But you don't commit suicide. And that's what they did. They committed suicide by not getting one shot at the end zone. That's inexcusable. To say at the end of that you're not going to get one throw up in the end zone.
But we all
that's
agree
a failure.
That getting to the 25-30 yard line versus staying at the 40 something is a much better chance at the end zone.
Sure, but do it the way that NFL teams have always done it, which is hit a curl route, find a soft spot in the zone, something that takes 3 seconds that everybody can get right up and get set.
But
they didn't do that.
The passing play, would have taken just as long.
I don't think it would have. Dak slid down eight seconds left. I think you can get a pass play off in three.
So did it go from 14 to 9?
It went from 14 at the slide 14. Was at 9.
He went into a slide at 9. He didn't pop up off the ground till 8 or 7. And then you have to reset. And he was, because he was leaned on by the defender. I can't remember who the 49ers defender was, but they kind of leaned on top of him and kind of pushed up off of him. That's the way defenders have done that for years.
In my opinion, though, when you know, it's like getting to the airport. If you're gonna try to get to the airport 5 minutes or 10 minutes before final call for boarding, you deserve to miss the flight.
Sure.
And if you're going to cut, if you need 1 second, we're going to time this out. Our operation is going to be designed to leave 1 second. To me, that's bad planning. That's my opinion.
Absolutely. No, I completely agree with you. And I think that, you know, it was an impossibility anyway. You were going to have to get down the field in 30 seconds,
yeah,
go like 80 yards. It was a big, you know, it was a tall task to even ask them. But, I mean, they'd efficiently moved the ball down. I certainly don't hate the opportunity at a shot at the end zone from the 25-yard line. But, I mean, are we confident that in a play that you need to have a few seconds to get the ball downfield, are we confident they would have blocked the 49ers pass rush? I don't know,
because
right, they weren't doing it all night, whether Nick Bosa was in there or not. I mean, this was a fourth quarter where Nick Bosa wasn't in there.
Warner
was out of the game for a lot of it. This was a secondary. For all the bluster of the Cowboys defense feeling offended about, you know, all the talk of physicality, we talked down on the 49ers secondary pretty hard, and they came out and they punked the receivers a little bit and got up, you know, in their face and caused some issues for them. Your receivers should have been better yesterday. You should have won more routes. There should have been more separation. Your quarterback should have been better. It was just a complete letdown across the board, and I think that ultimately falls on, you know, the head coach.
Bobby Bell, Cowboys insider here on The Fan. Is McCarthy safe?
Am I going to have to do the Howard Eskin bit and kiss Choppy's butt? Because on Friday, I texted y'all, and I was like, he's 100% back. This is why are we even talking about this?
I said the same thing.
I think that after you talk to some people, I'll say this. I would lean towards he's still back. I think Stephen Jones is a big advocate for Mike McCarthy and believes in him and has a big say in what goes on here. But I will say that there are people inside the building, without identifying exactly what they even do there. But I think there are people inside the building who last night were talking like, this could be the end of the road. That there are people there who think that this is it and that McCarthy will get fired this week. That doesn't mean that it's the majority, but that there are at least people who are there with the Cowboys who think that that's something that could happen this week. And if that happens, where do you go? Are you going to go try and get a big fish? Are you going to, you know, see if Dan Quinn, who I think is on his way to Denver right now, are you going to try and see if he can, you know, if you can keep him here and hire him as the head coach? I don't think Kellen's an option for them. I think that there's a lot of disappointment in the building about how Kellen did things in the second half of the season and how he was unable to respond to some of the issues with the two high safeties. But I think that if this job came open and you offered it to Dan Quinn, I think that he'd say, sorry, Denver, I'm sticking here in Dallas and I'm taking this job. But I know that there is a sense from more than one person, it's multiple people there who think it's a real possibility that Mike McCarthy gets fired this week.
Wow. Was Dak joking when he seemed to advocate or be fine with fans throwing stuff onto the field at the refs?
Sort of. I mean, sort of tongue-in-cheek, but I mean, I think that it was more the reporters were laughing at it. He didn't crack a smile when the reporters were laughing about it.
Yeah.
Like, here's the deal about yesterday with Dak. Dak has got to be better on the field. Dak's got to be better on the podium. Part of the reason why you kept Dak Prescott, well, you believed in Dak Prescott. How many times have we heard for 5 years, and it's true, but how many times have we heard for 5-6 years that it's the intangibles, it's the leadership, it's everything like that with Dak Prescott?
Yeah.
And then he comes out there and talks like that at the podium and just takes no personal responsibility. I think that that's a big problem. And I got to give a shout out to one of the Tolos at Coach Kelton 417 who tweeted at you on Twitter where he said, Dak is a company guy. He repeats the message of his coach. Used to sound just like Garrett, now he sounds like Mike. That's absolutely true. He's sounding more and more like Mike McCarthy. And when you get the way Dak talked like that and the way Leighton Vander Esch and Michael Gallup at different points of the season said, we have to, you know, play against the refs just as much as we have to play against the other team, there's no accountability, it doesn't feel like, from the head coach. And, you know, for a guy who got another coaching job because he talked about how he went back and he did some self-reflection.
Tricked us.
It seems like very little self-reflection being done when you lose these football games. There's a lot of looking to the exterior instead of saying, okay, what are we doing wrong? And I think ultimately, because you didn't internalize and look at what are we doing wrong and where are we failing to meet our standard, even in games that we win during the regular season, I think a failure to identify those things and work on those things throughout the season is part of why you ended up getting bounced in the first round.
Thank you, brother. Keep up the great work.
I love you all.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.